Good morning. 00 hours. Cloudy. 41 degrees. Good morning. 01 hundred hours. Cloudy. 40 degrees. Good morning. 02 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 03 hundred hours. Cloudy. 37 degrees. Good morning. 04 hundred hours. Cloudy. 35 degrees. Good morning. 05 hundred hours. Cloudy. 34 degrees. Good morning. 06 hundred hours. Cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 07 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 32 degrees. Good morning. 08 hundred hours. Mostly cloudy. 31 degrees.
NAKPP. 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 am a KBB testing officer.
KF8DSF.
Good morning.
Good morning. Greg here off the Flint Repeater in Grand Blanc. How are you doing this morning?
Very good. Did a little bit of work yesterday on our 200 repeater and we got things working. So the All-Star should be up and running. Just took a handful of us and things are better. Not finished, but better.
Yeah, Roger that. Well, it's definitely working for sure. Sounded good.
Oh, yeah. This was one of those projects where everything that could go wrong went wrong, right down to the starting of the programming cable not working. So, but we're good. A lot of help, a lot of high-talented people. So everybody has their certain level of expertise. So that's good. Are you in on ULTR or are you in on RF?
RF here. I'm just working off the Flint repeater, 147-380.
Oh, very good. Okay, I'm going to have to look at the bubble chart and see where all this goes. So, okay. All right, sounds good. All right, well, I'm glad we're in. Yeah, I'm directly in the 147-200 repeater, so that's nice. So, lots was accomplished, but we know about the long spell scale, but it got to be near 5:36 o'clock, and we just had to let the long spell scale go. So that's the other thing that kind of bothered one of the smarter guys in the room. So, but we'll figure it out. So, but other than that, we're good.
Roger that. Yeah, I'm still learning. I just got my ham license, I guess it's a week ago Friday. So started out in GMRS for a couple months and figured I knew I wanted to get my ham license. So studied for a couple of weeks, took the test, and just got my license a week or so ago. So I'm a newbie.
Nothing wrong with that. I'm an oldie, but I've only been back in it for about a year. So I disappeared out of it. Life, kids, baseball, hockey, school plays, all that stuff got in the way, so it kind of got tabled. And now all that stuff is in my past. So one day I opened up the drawer, saw an old HT in there, and go, huh. So I gave it a try, and I came back. So I've only been back about a year. So, very good. So, welcome. There's lots to do out there, lots of different avenues, and you'll never get bored. I mean, it just, and there's no right or wrong, you know. I mean, whatever interests you, go do it, start playing, you know. Some of them only like HF, some of them only like VHF, some of them only like fixing things. I mean, there's no wrong. Wherever it takes you, just make sure you enjoy it.
Yeah, Roger that. Very well said, for sure. There's a lot to learn, for sure. I bought a radio that's capable of doing the system fusion and digital and all that. I haven't even figured all that out yet. I know I want to get on the HF side, and just going to take it slow for a bit, figure out what kind of antenna I'm going to get and all that stuff. So, a lot to learn. Just trying to listen to people out here and pick up what I can.
Oh, yeah. There's a lot of digital disciplines out there, too. You know, just news radio references a guy. He's the MIARC. That's another one that will tell you about all of the different principles. I think DMR is really strong up by you. I do know that. I'm not sure about Fusion. Fusion's strong down here. It could be strong up there. Fusion's pretty popular. There's P25, and there's a couple, three of them there that aren't so popular. But the digital is definitely a characteristic, I think, that was taken from the commercial side of the radio business. But nonetheless, it's there. I do have a Fusion radio. I do talk that out once in a great while. But it just, you know, like buddy of mine always says, you know, I want the T-shirt. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that. Yeah, I did that. And then find out where you like, and, you know, that's where, that'll be your home plate. So.
Yeah, roger that. Yeah, I like that term. I want the T-shirt. I figured I'd probably try it and see if I like it. Right now, I'm just working off the repeaters here. I want to get to where I can talk further out, whether it's digital or HF. So that's my next step. YouTube's my friend so far. Got a kind of an Elmer out there, but he's been kind of busy with the storms and stuff, but just asking questions and trying to figure stuff out. I'm a fast learner, but curious George type of guy, you know.
Oh, yeah. And that's the kind of person that this hobby, sport, interest, whatever it is, seems to attract, you know, somebody that wants to learn. How does it work? How does it work? Where can I go? How far can I go? Things of that nature. So it sounds good. Well, congratulations on your ticket. It sounds like you're doing really, really well with it. So, and this is our ARPCS repeater. I hope I got that right. PSC, ARPSC, from Macomb County. And so we had a lot of effort in it, and there were a lot of things that weren't working. So. Now there are a lot of things that are working, so all is well, and it sounds much better. I'm on I got a mobile, an old XLT 1500 that I turned into a little base station, and even here, it sounds so much better.
Yeah, you definitely sound really clear. So what's the frequency you said? Was it something 200 and it's ARPSC linked to the Detroit area?
Yeah, the frequency that I'm using down here, I'm north of Detroit, probably 3 miles and probably 10 miles north of the actual antenna. But the frequency that I'm using is 147.200, PL tone of 100. And that's the actual repeater. It's downtown Mount Clemens is where it's actually located. So, that's the one that I'm talking on, and that's the one that they use. It's not the one that they use for the actual storm reporting to the weather service, but it is the one that all of the local spotters are going to use around here to report to the liaison that goes and talks actually to the weather service. But, you know, most of the time, you know, because, you know, the sky doesn't fall every day, most of the time it's just regular amateur use.
Well, okay, yeah, the 147.380 is the one here, obviously, in the Flint area that I was listening to, at least for, I guess you call it sky-worn stuff, but... Yeah, there's another repeater I talk on in Holly. I think it's 443-3500. And that's also linked to some repeaters down in Detroit. I'm trying to learn all this stuff right now, but there's a gentleman I talked to down in Rochester Hills on the Holly repeater.
Just a second. I don't think I can't figure out what that website is that you can go to that kind of tells you who's connected to who. It's pretty close up to date. There's a few things that are wrong, but just a second.
This is KE8YGV, Davidson, Michigan.
Good morning. Let me give him this call sign. This website, W8C Charlie Mary Nancy.net. And that'll get you to the right question of who's all connected to who. And it's W8CMN.net. And go ahead, NAKPP.
Roger that. I got it, W8CMN.net. I'll definitely pull that up and take a look at it. Other station out there was calling from Davison. Go ahead.
Yeah, good morning, gentlemen. I just turned on the radio and heard your conversation. I noticed that one of you had just gotten your license here recently. There's a phone app for your smartphone. It's a repeater book. That doesn't give you which repeaters are connected to which one, but everywhere you go, if you just type in the vicinity, it will give you all the repeaters in that vicinity immediately. So if you're traveling in your car, you can, you know, mobile, you can pick them up that way. It's pretty handy. It gives you the offsets and so forth. So this is Russ out. Back to you, fellas.
Yeah, very good. I have that app and been using it, so I appreciate the info there.
Let's see if I got it. Yeah, the CM, the W8CMN will tell you who's linked to who. So for the most part, it'll tell you about the DMR, which is it's nothing about Fusion. That's Eastern Michigan link, but the DMR will tell you, you know, it shows you DMR. There's a P25 system there, you know, that's more money to get into because you have to only buy commercial radio analog. Then they have, like, the M1 system and everything else. So it'll tell you who all is connected to who, so that'll make it easier for you, you know, to find out where who's going where. I don't think that this one's on there, though. I have to look. Go ahead, Davison. Take that back.
Well, I guess that Davison's been signed off there. But, yeah, I appreciate the info for sure. I didn't catch your full call sign there.
I'm not sure which who you were talking to. This is N8KPP, and the caller in Davison, they didn't catch his call either.
Yeah, this is Russ in Davison, and my call sign is Kilo Echo 8, Yankee Golf Victor, KE8YGV.
Roger that, Russ, KE8YGV. Mine is KF8DSF. I put in for a vanity call sign, so it might change here, so... that is my call for now.
Well, it was great meeting you two fellows this morning. I did appreciate that website that showed the repeater links. I noted that, and I appreciate that information. This is KE8YGV. Over.
B is in Victor, C is in Zebra.
Victor, KE8YGV.
Very good. Okay. All right. Yeah, very good. Yeah, it even shows up, lit up when somebody's talking. Like right now, it's showing that I'm lit up the 147-200 on the board. So just punch around there a little bit. It's a great, useful resource to let you know where you're going. So, and some of them that say never might not be working. But I don't know that, or maybe it just rebooted and hasn't been connected since then. So, but all is good, gentlemen. I'm going to let you go. I'm going to hand it to KF8B. I can't remember. FF. Go ahead. And AKPP, I'll be clear after your two guys.
Good morning. 0900 hours. Partly sunny. 32 degrees.
All right, sir. Well, again, I appreciate the info for sure. I'm just like a sponge right now trying to get all this information, learning everything. So greatly appreciated, NAKPP. This is K8 or KF8DSF. We'll be clear. This is K8ICB. This is Kilo 8, Italy Charlie Bravo, monitor.
NAKBP.
Working. Yeah, thanks. That was showing, Dave.
Alright.
Okay, who's this?
WFSM.
Okay, thank you.
Good morning, 1000 hours, sunny, 36 degrees.
Hey Fred, thanks for the update. I was talking with Dave the EC from Macomb County, telling him all the progress that we had.
Good morning, 1100 hours, sunny, 38 degrees.
WAFU. It's working.
Man, I was bushed. I saw you put out a request for somebody that could hit this thing, and when I got up this morning, I went, oh boy, I went to bed before you sent that out.
That's okay. I just gave up and I went and watched movies. I'm gonna load it up. I
want to
see what signal is into it. Hold on.
Okie dokie. Noticing when I unkey, there's quite a delay. I'm hearing my voice. You know, it's an all-star thing. Hearing my voice coming back to me. Oh, good seconds worth. It's noticeable. Anyhow, I don't know what you need me to do, but let me know.
You only hear like a second or something. It shouldn't be that much. All right, I got it open now. Let me see what your signal is.
Okay.
looking for audio or signal? I can just give you a dead key if you're just looking for signal.
Yeah, that worked. I just wanted to make sure it was going from 0 to 255 on the meter. It is. For signal, sorry.
All right, with you in here, I assume you've got the ASL all squared away.
Yeah, it's actually connected to the hub right now, I guess, so I was trying to keep an ear on it until I, you know, heard somebody.
Gonna have to, I need to get an IAX connection for HOIP on this thing. So I gotta get a line and send it over to them so that we can get a HOIP connection. I'm just looking here, is it on the Allman VHF hub? Yep, there we go. I see myself there. Yeehaw. And very good. What else was there? I'll think of it.
No worries. I sent a link in Slack for the little SSD that I've been putting on for the other box, but so you guys can do that. And that was it. I'm sitting here doing my taxes.
You guys are slamming me over here with a good signal modulated volume signal, KE4CYQ.
Okay, Joe. Yeah, last night we got the some important hardware hooked up to the repeater after much struggling with issues, as always occurs. And so now All-Star is a reality. So, but more to come. We got a lot of things we're working on. But the RF portion, is nothing changed there. That should all pretty much be the same.
All right. Going back to playing with my taxes. Woohoo! WFSM.
Morning, gentlemen. Yannick Medius.
Good morning, Ron. It was a little light. I didn't catch it any, and then I didn't quite catch it.
I said good morning there, Mac Daddy, N8VDS.
Oh, hey, what's up?
I just heard you guys out there, thought I'd at least say good morning.
Yeah, okay, very good. Yeah, fancy meeting you here. It's, this is the last place I'd expect to hear you.
Progress. You gotta love it. All right, leave you to it. Have a good one. And 8 videos.
All right, man, you take care. I see you've been a little busy boy with the storms and all that stuff. Once you get the thumbs up, hats off. You guys are doing a thankless. Well, you get a lot of thanks, but still it's not half of what... For all the work you guys put in, all the time you spend keeping the systems running all over the state. It's crazy. All right, man. Later. W8FU.
Hey, Sean, KE4ZYQ. You're the only one so far that's got a little static in the background. It's not major by any means. It's very readable and understandable. But for some reason, you got like a static in the background. It's, I don't know, about 5% static in the background, just noticeable. Not sure why, though. That's weird.
Yeah, I pumped the power up a little bit. I'm quite a distance from the repeater. So, it could be it. But I've pumped the power up now.
Well, your signal was full, and you're getting into the repeater was fine, however you're doing it. And I don't know if the power kicked up your modulation a little bit to cover up the static, but it's not real noticeable, but it's noticeable enough to wonder why you have static, but nobody else. Do I have static in the background on me?
No, but generally static in the background is a function of distance to the receiver, you know, and I'm quite a bit distant, you know, is what I'm saying, so... No, you do not, but you're a lot closer to the repeater than I, so.
All right, yeah, it did kick your static down. It's very, almost unnoticeable now. Alrighty. Just thought I'd throw it in there. Just curious. Thanks. KE4ZYQ. You guys have a good day.
All right. I'm getting on to morning things before it's no longer morning. W8FU.
Well, Sean, like Tim the Toolman used to say, more power, more power. Let's say hi, you guys, and KVP, talk later.
Hey, Wally, switch over to TJ's. W8FU testing. 1, 2, 3.
Yeah, I'm on the hotspot.
Okay. I'm on my all-star node. Cast 1, 2, 3. Seems to sound real good.
Absolutely perfect, bud. All the numbers are there. Your voice, it sounds perfect like you. I mean, you know, your voice normally like I'm talking to you, person. So the node is working right. He's got the levels exact. So good job to the man, whoever did it.
Oh, you know it. So that FF guy knows what he's doing.
When he started asking for an oscilloscope, I thought an noise signal generator. I knew it was going to be spot on.
Okay. Well, this is nice because now I know no matter what, I can have a great signal into the Mecca. Do we still even call it that? Good grief. All right. Very good. Onward. Onward. The big step done. Now we're on to the smaller steps. Good things coming.
Yeah, I'm excited. I can't wait. I mean, I think it's going to be real good. Yeah, I'm doing it right now through the All-Star. My base is probably a little bit the handy talking. I did give Dave the update. He said he had heard you talking to the other Dave yesterday, so he had got the gist of it. And I told him, I said, you know, it started right from the cable. It started right from the RJ45 cable, and it just never stopped. So it sounds good. So I guess the only other thing is, what do you think the swap sale is? Or is that something to worry about another day?
Yeah, I'm not hearing that today. Today I'm hearing a little echo coming from the controller, the RTCM, but none of that is anything we want to play with or worry about today. Those are optimizations that come later after the major building blocks are all figured and configured and in place. And then for all that's done, then we can worry about optimization tweaks and things like that. So I haven't even given it a thought. In fact, I haven't even heard that since we left the office.
Yeah, that's true. I heard it a couple times this morning. I heard it when we were in the shack, so it was there. So I did see that the TJ's machine is still up there working, too. That was all lit up nice and pretty, too, so that was nice. So Paul gave me a really educational tour of what all was what, and that was kind of enlightening. So there was a lot of stuff up there.
Yeah, I always intended on getting you up there to kind of do that dog and pony show. Who'd have thought it would have been like this? So, but this is as good as anything. It's while you're getting something accomplished. All right, very good. Sounds good on All-Star. Excellent, in fact. And you sound really good. I think you're on All-Star as well. So outstanding. Again, like I said, onward and upward. All right, I'm going to get to... get to some things here. W8FU.
Okay, yeah, Dave, I'm going to help him build an All-Star, too, for his place. I think he should have one. So that way we get going forward there. So, all right, let me know when you want to do the other parts in and I'll be there. Chat later. Have a great day, NATPP.
All right. Hey, Fred, are you listening before I jump out?
Yeah, I got it.
Do you know if there's any dashboard for this? I mean, I know it doesn't really matter because this is all temporary, but is there any dashboard for this that I could peek at?
I didn't get that far yet.
Right, and I don't know how much time you want to waste on it because this is all temporary. In fact, I'm going to go look at that link and see if we can get that SSD ordered up so we can get the new voice box all ready to go. Might as well just dip right on that, get that fixed.
Yep, no worries. I think all I gotta do is define the node inside Allmon main because I connected our main Allmon to that box already for the UMP, so for control at least I've gotta add the node into the main Allmon.
Okay, very good. Very good. This opens up a whole world of possibilities for the ARPSC group, so we're going to have to sit down. Their command and control is going to have to sit down and discuss just how much they want to exploit this new found feature.
Yeah, I need to know who is command and control so that I can give them proper control.
Yep, that'll be one of the first orders of business here. With the new stuff. We'll let it shake out here the next week or so. We're going to work on getting those other receivers online and get the controller up and all that stuff. We'll start to slowly get all that stuff. And then hopefully when we have it all in place and we figure out all the piccadillies and things like that, then meanwhile they'll be working on that end of it. I'm looking to put together some sort of a technical team that is kind of detached from the operational team. Like Tom, for instance, if he's not going to be operational, maybe he'll be technical or something. Wally can, head the whole thing up for the admin side or something. I don't know. We got to talk with Dave and Mike and see how they want to handle that. But I'd like to put together a technical team that can start, kind of grasping and learning this stuff and whatnot.
No, exactly.
Okay, cool. Sounds fantastic. So thanks for all the help, man. A lot of great effort, man. Thank you. And tell Michelle as well. Don't forget her. All right. W8FU.
She got a piece of lemon cake, so I don't want to hear it. She got her portillos and her lemon cake.
Good afternoon, 1200 hours, sunny, 40 degrees.
RHK.
This is KE8ZMW monitoring. KE8ZMW clear.
Good afternoon. 1300 hours. Sunny. 41 degrees. Good afternoon. 1400 hours. Mostly sunny. 42 degrees.
Kilo Fox Charlie, Charlie Delta November, monitoring.
Good afternoon. 1500 hours. Partly sunny. 42 degrees.
KFAAIW radio test.
KWSHL clear.
Thank you very much. I just had to replace coax and I was just checking to make sure everything's working correctly. Thank you. This is KFAAIW clear.
Problem sounding good. KEAWSH.
Some point to all the king.
Good afternoon. 1600 hours. Mostly sunny. 45 degrees. Good afternoon. 1700
hours. Delta November, now control station for the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. Is that news every Sunday, 5 p.m. Eastern Time on a near frequency of 39032 kHz. Frequencies of 5346, decimal 5 and 7 2 3 2 kHz. These are designated Michigan emergency frequencies. This net is also available via VHF and UHF link repeaters, courtesy of the Central Michigan Emergency Network. If you receive the net on VHF and UHF, you are also invited to check in and participate. Net is also available on Echo Link, but will be received only. The purpose of this matter is to provide a weekly statewide exchange of information and ideas concerning Oxcom in Michigan, including Aries, NGS, and SkyOne. All radio amateurs with a sincere interest in supporting public safety are invited and encouraged to take part in this net. This is an ARRL section level net. Radio participants include your site officials, NGS officials, assistants, and representatives of each group. Well, sure, Kilo Echo 8 Delta, Oscar November, my name is Max, and I hold the position of Section Emergency Coordinator. From the 3-9 group, I have the following stations listed. KAGDD, WB8, PTZ, KD8, RHD, W8COP, and WB8ASD. Some stations need not check in again, but other stations can ask, please call now.
Kilowatt, Bravo 8, Sierra Whiskey Romeo. On 14662.
Kilo Bravo 9, India Alpha Romeo.
Okay, I got N8OBU, KD8SWR, and KD8IAR. Any others, please call.
KD8PCW.
KDATGW, you're the closest station and the latest one, too, on the next station, please. Any relays? KDATGDD, KDATGON, can you please connect call, please?
KDATGON, KDATGDD, go ahead.
I say, can you place a net call, please?
Will do, will do. You dropped out there for a second. This is KAJBD assisting net control for the Michigan ARPSC net. Anyone wishing to check into the Michigan ARPSC net, please call now. Michigan ARPSC net check-ins are being taken now. This is KAJBD.
Victor Foxtrot, Ron in Saginaw County.
Station Kilo Echo 4, Zulu, Yankee, Quebec. Joe in Clinton Township, Macomb County, KE4ZYQ.
Station
ZYQ2,
what's your prefix again?
Yeah, this is Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Kilo Echo 4, Zulu Yankee Quebec. Owen Clinton Township, Michigan, Macomb County.
Roger, thank you. KHVDD, I also copy KCAYBL. Did you pick up any others?
KADLN, KJBD. No, just got those two, just those two. Back to you, KAJBD.
Okay, thank you, sir. I'm sorry to jump in on you like that. All right, let's go ahead and we'll get started. First off, we've been away for the last week. The family took a trip out east to Philadelphia. City of brotherly love, took in a little history, and got out of the weather, I guess, just in time. We flew out Sunday ahead of all of the storms and all of the stuff that happened around here. I do want to thank Brad, KD8RAB, my deputy, for stepping in and taking my seat and helping out and getting things coordinated around the state. There were some activities. I do appreciate his effort in working with the SCLC in my absence. So thank you, Brad, for that. I hope all of you have found yourselves to be safe and warm and healthy, and if you did lose, have any power outages or anything, that's all coming back for you as well. Coming up this week, tomorrow night is a Oxcom exercise planning meeting. We put the plan out a couple weeks ago, just before we left, and or a week or so ago before we left. That went out a little early. We are now working on the event list, the master scenario event list, as it's called, or MEASL, and that's the meat of the exercise, things that we're going to be looking for the teams to be doing. We won't tell you what that is. That's the part that we hold in surprise, but it sit around the exercise plan itself. Wednesday evening is the FEMA Region 5 Rec League Oxcom Subcommittee meeting. That's on Zoom. Thursday afternoon is the Oxcom Work Group, and I have for Rec League a monthly co-chairs meeting following that. And it looks like Saturday is the NWS, National Weather Service, Wade Lake office is having its semi-annual meeting. And that's always very interesting information there if you're able to attend that, either online or in person, you can. I suggest joining into it. With that, let me go to KAJDD to be followed by WDA-TTZ.
K-A-D-O-N, this is K-A-J-B-D. The name is Jim, ECRO for Washtenaw County. We had yet another sour test on Saturday, and we had about 16 people out, and all the sirens that we were at passed, so we're nicely waking our way towards the 90 sirens in the county there. We usually get to all of them. Also, on Saturday morning, we had the D2 EC leadership meeting. That was pretty well attended, and got a lot accomplished there. I did get a nice note from Lance to me for participation in the Cobalt Magnet 2025. That was very thoughtful of them. I certainly appreciate that. Other than that, we've started planning for the spring FDT, and I've got my new AECs, lots of energy, sort of pointed at it. Hopefully we'll see what's going on here, and I can step back, and I've done six of them, so I'm going to let them kind of take the lead on this one. We'll see where it goes. Other than that, not too much going on. We're doing some more of the hospital team stuff, making sure the go kits are available. We're pulling in the VA hospital in Ann Arbor, a few of them, and we'll see if we can't get them looped in too. So that would be good also. Other than that, today I am currently slaving over dinner, smoking a turkey tenderloin. So looking forward to that here in about an hour. So anyway, with that, back to you. This is Kilo 8, Juliet Bravo Delta.
All right, KAJD, KEAPLM, Michigan Section ARPS, CNET. Well, I'll be down shortly for some smoked tenderloin. I love that. Smoked turkey is delicious. It sounds like that meeting was good, the District 2 meeting, that is. I would hope to get to join that at some point here. We had just gotten back. There was no way I was getting up that early to get down to Detroit for 8 o'clock. But one of these weekends, I might come knocking on the door there. Anyway, Doug, it sounds like everything is going well. I'm glad to hear you're getting some help in there and getting ready for the exercise as well. go to WBA, CQZ to be followed by KD Reed, RHB. Mr. Mike, how are things up in Rogers City?
RHB has finished his comments. KDBD.
Roger there, thank you. And you may have read my mind. Brad, unfortunately, I did not copy you as well. I just barely heard you about the noise, so I hope it's you guys, my station, not yours, doing that. Anyway, let's go next to W8COP to be followed by WD8AXB. Chris, how are things up in your neck of the woods?
Well, good afternoon, Max, and good afternoon to those that can hear me on the Odyssey net. This is WHCOP near Rose City. In a pretty trying week here, we were on the south end of the ice storm. Lost power here at the house for 2 days as the service block ripped right off the front of the house. But the crews from out of state came in and got us back up online. Fortunately, we have an all full house generator, so we were not without power for any length of time. District 7, as you've heard already, they're hurting pretty bad up there. Mayo has pretty much gotten back online, but I know further north in District 7, it's pretty much devastation. I know that it could be, they're talking a month folks get power back, so we'll be praying for their recovery. I'm not going to hold it because I know conditions are pretty poor, so I'll say 7-3 to the group from W-A-C-O-P, over. W-A-C-O-P,
can you
hear me
to our
stereo went off and told me it was 5 o'clock. I better grab an HT and get it turned on. But all's well here. We were without power for 4.5 days, but I've got the whole house generator, so in reality, we weren't without anything here. We didn't rough it at all. But thank you for being that control. Hopefully everybody else did fairly well. We didn't lose anything major down here, just a few tree limbs. But thank you for being that control, and I'll be monitoring here. Any W with paintbrush in the right hand, hand held in the left hand.
Good. And everybody on the net, just doing a little roof work here today. Brother-in-law had a pipe going through the roof. They're not using it anymore, completely. So quite the ordeal to take it down. I'm actually out by Mayville, so I'm on the pier repeater 147, 14662. That storm, their tower got bent over, and so Central Michigan Emergency Network, we jumped in and helped them all get it back on the air and moved to a temporary location, so that's good. They did make a trip up north, Wednesday or Thursday, and tried to get some of our stuff back on up there too as well. So our stuff, other than Mackinac City, seems to be mostly online. Took some antenna damages, one at each of the sites, so there is a little bit of stuff that's off, but the DMR is online, so that's about all I got for you, Max. KB at SWR.
All right, Jeff, thank you for the comments, and thank you for all the work you're putting in on your Central Michigan Emergency Network and getting everything back in alignment and back in place again. And we know that a few of our colleagues are taking a few bad hits, especially down to appear there. They lost their tower, and so they're looking for some help with that. If anybody has any way that they can help, financial, time, or otherwise, let them reach out to them and let them know. Let's see. Next, we're going to KBA-IAR to be followed by KBA-BGW. Mr. Dunn, before I get there, I do want to acknowledge that I got a relay for NANOR, and so I've added you onto the roster. We'll probably get some help to get that out there. But anyway, next, we go to KB8IAR to be followed by KB8PGW. Mr. Dunn, what's happening?
KB9IAR, this is KJBD. You are up for comment.
Oh, okay. Sorry, old man. But, yeah, some stations are just, I got quite a bit of noise here. Hey, good evening, gentlemen. Not much going on here. We were fortunate. Power was only out for a couple of hours, but we've got a generator kicked in just immediately after the clock started ringing. So we're in fine shape here. This is Walt Holders, back to net control, KEADON, KB9IAR.
All right, KB9IAR, thank you for checking in this afternoon, and appreciate you joining us, Don, and I hope all continues to get better there. All right, we go next to KBA-TGWD, followed by KCA-YVF. John, what's happening here? What else is happening here in Midland?
Everybody on the map. Not a whole lot. You're still just a little bit below freezing in the morning, so I don't know if I would call this a typical spring or not, but it's kind of nice to see the sun come out in the afternoon a little bit here, so I'll do this plan on getting out a little bit in the sun just right after the nap. And not much else to report. Hope everybody has a good afternoon, KB8PGW.
All right, KB8PGW, KB8DON. Your signal came up from when you checked in, by the way, so thank you for that, for joining and for your comments. Let's go next to Saginaw, KC8YVF, to be followed by KE4.
This is KC8YVF, Ron in Saginaw County. Just coming up
Sir, we've just finished a week ago. We did the upgrades to our computer systems at our 911 radio room. That went really well. I'm waiting on a couple of cables to come in to finish the install on one of the computer systems. We have a couple of things coming up here. We're going to have in May, May 7th, the MBS Airport Emergency Exercise. We'll be participating with the county out at the airport. We've got involvement from Bay and Midland counties, so we'll get support from them for inter-county communication, since that is a tri-county airport. And then on the second weekend of May is our annual MS walk in Frankenmuth, so we'll be soliciting operators for that from around the area to help participate in that event. That's our biggest public service event in the area, and that's always a lot of fun. So that's what I've got going on this week, Snacks. Thanks for doing it. This is KC8YVF back to that.
All right, KCAYDL, KEQN Michigan Section here at PRC Net. Thank you for checking in, and for all that you're doing over there in Saginaw County. Sounds like things are going to be a busy month overall. And we'll see about the Elsa County County together out of the airport. We'll get it from. All right, we're going to jump down to McCone County, KEQ, you are up for comments, sir. What's happening your way?
KE4ZYQ, this is KJBD. You are up for comments, sir. KE4ZYQ, you are up for comments, sir. KJBD, assisting that control. KEQN, KJBD, nothing heard.
Yeah, roger that. He may have stepped away. All right, we will go next to NANOR now. NANOR, this is going to bring us to the bottom of the roster. If you're out there, you are up to comment, sir.
NANOR, NANOR, this is KJBD. You are up for comments, sir, for the Michigan ARPSC Net.
Thank you very much. That's it, NANOR. Unfortunately, I'm having some input audio issues with my ICOM 7000 that I'm going to have to look at to see about getting repaired. This has been going on for a couple of months, and unfortunately, my audio is really attenuated.
Not able to talk very loudly, so I will hand it back to you.
That's it. NANOR.
KEQN, KJBD. NANOR has finished his comments. Back to you, KJBD.
All right, KHABD, thank you for relaying that. I did get a light copy on him. I wasn't able to quite make it out, though, unfortunately. It was a little too light. This is Kilo Echo 8, Delta Oscar November, Michigan Section A, Michigan Radio Public Service Cornet. We are at the bottom of the roster, and I'll make one more call and see if anybody else would like to check in before we close. If so, please call now. Hearing relays. All right, hearing none, we're going to go ahead and we'll close this session of the Michigan Amateur Radio Public Service Cornet. We had 13 check-ins today. We ran 28 minutes. Not too bad. Had a good session overall. Thank you for joining. You all stay safe, warm, dry, healthy, and have a great week ahead. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November, closing this session of the net. You return your synthesis frequency to normal amateur news. This is Kilo Echo 8 Delta Oscar November out.
KEDON, KJBD.
KJBD, KEDON.
I also copy 13 stations, 28 minutes. Thanks for running the net, Max. Back to you, KJBD.
Hey, thanks for checking my math and for serving as alternate one. We appreciate the help. You have a great evening, 7-3, KEAPN.
Joe, they did call you, but I know you couldn't understand them. There's something going on here, so I'm trying to figure out what it was, what happened there, why you couldn't understand anything here on the repeater.
Yeah, I appreciate it. Yeah, it was pretty garbled in dual transmissions on the feed. I heard a lot of garbling, and somebody was gargling while they were talking. I never did hear them call on me, though, but something happened there. You must have heard it. I missed it.
Sean, do you hear me okay? Because you sound like you're off frequency.
I'm on my node. I sound perfectly clear coming over the WAHMAC repeater. And you sound perfectly clear to me. So I'm not sure what that is.
All right. I can't get logged back in to drop the VHF and UHF either, so just have to wait, I guess, until it times out or whatever, and it won't. Alman won't let me back in. KV left up here.
All right, Jeff. We had the Michigan Auxcom net on the local ARSPC repeater after Fred and a few of the other guys got together yesterday and got the RTCMs hooked up on the local repeater. But it went south about halfway in. It just was all garbled coming out on the local repeater. So anyhow, that was all. I was just trying to give an update on that. All right, we'll catch you. W8FU.
Yeah, because you're linked to our VHF, right? Did you link it in as well? Because I had it linked in via our Alman.
Well, I am all starred into our repeater, the Mount Clemens repeater. Not the UMP, our VHF one. Fred has that repeater linked into your MI2 network.
Correct. And then on Sunday nights for the net, I merged the UHF and the VHF together so they both carry the net. So I didn't know if you were trying to bring the net to that repeater too or what. So if you wasn't, then that's normally how we do it. Mike's on UHF. I merged the UHF and the VHF together so we cover it. But I'll drop it here as soon as we're done with the conversation.
No, I'm aware of that. I wanted to let, I just was listening at all. And the VHF side over here has got issues. Nothing to do with what you're doing there. And then Joe here, who's a local member of the Macomb County ARPSC team, wanted to join the net, but the work is clearly not done. The paint hasn't dried on the VHF machine here yet. But yes, I do know. And I did want to tell Joe that he could go over to the UMP repeater, the UHF repeater. He could have heard it perfectly fine and logged in there. That has always been on that repeater. Okay. Enough on all this. Beating the dead horse. And I will let you go ahead and do what you got to do. Get him disconnected. W8FU.
Not really beating a dead horse. A lot of people don't know what's going on, so it's not that big of a deal. It's all cool. All right, I'm going to drop it here. Keep it this up here.
Hey, Sean, which of the repeater was that you're talking about, KE4CYQ here?
The UHF Mount Clemens machine. I think it's 43.625. So the KC8UMP, that repeater carries that Michigan Oxcom net. And this one here, by being connected up to the Central Michigan VHF repeaters today, got it as well. Whether that continues or not will be clearly up to Macomb County ARTSC administration going forward. So we'll see. But right now it's just in the testing phase, so that's why.
Yeah, did you say 443.625?
That is correct.
I can't believe I don't think I have that on my repertoire. I have to put that in. I got just about everything else but that, from what I can tell.
Well, normally, everything that you hear on that repeater, you'll hear on the FBI repeaters, 2.6 and 2.25 and all those. But for that net you were just listening to, we drop it. And that's because of the HF in the background. I don't have my timer set on all my repeaters to ignore the timeout timer. So we just disconnect. But anyhow, there's a lot to it, and we can talk about it some other time. But that's a good repeater to have in your memory, especially if you're with ARPSC, because that carries the MICON net when there's a activation, a weather event. So MICON occurs on there. It's not something you would check into, but it might be good to keep your ear on. But you definitely it's for county to county information during weather events.
Well, I appreciate you jumping in and giving me that info. And let me know that they apparently called on me, but I'd never heard it, so kind of hard to respond when you didn't hear it, so that's okay. I truly appreciate the info. KE4ZYQ.
Yeah, it was a test run, because we just got the capabilities added to the repeater late yesterday evening after a series of issues. And we were lucky to get the repeater back up, let alone get all the All-Star stuff and everything going. So that was kind of a maiden voyage, you know, and it's got warts, so we got to work through those. But anyhow, proof of concept. All right, I'm going to jump out of here. It looks like Jeff still wants to, I know he's doing some roofing work. He probably wants to get to it, so I'm going to let him get to it and disconnect these two systems, because it looks like, according to the dashboard, the UHF is still linked up here.
All righty, well, 7-3 again, thank you quite a bit. I truly, truly appreciate it, coming back and telling me whatever. Any info or intel I need to know, I'm open. So thanks, KE4ZYQ, clear for Lister.
W8FU.
W8FU, KE4ZYQ. Negative contact, W8FU, KE4ZYQ, clear.
I'm here, Joe. I just was doing some system maintenance here. What's up?
Well, chalk it up to old age. I do have that frequency in my radio. Why I didn't go to it or check on it or scan it, or I guess it stopped on this one, so that's what I hung out on. So I do have that one. Yeah, so
that makes me feel better, 443.625. Thank you for alerting me to what I have that I don't use much but should have went to if that wasn't the one that was working the best. So thanks again. KE4ZYQ, Claire.
Yeah, Joe, there's a lot going on right now with all the local repeaters and all this linking and stuff, and sometimes we're now getting to the point as these things get more connectivity options, we're going to be getting into conditions where there can be a lot of overlap, and we're going to have to mitigate that. We're going to how to best control that. In the past, the FBI network of repeaters was connected up to the Central Michigan network of repeaters during, you know, green grass time, during times, you know, which is just normal operation. And then when we went into we're debating on where to go with it from there, you know, whether to leave it during MyCon activations or whether or not to disconnect it to make it available for local ARFPC operations. There's all sorts of hurdles to get over to do that. You've got the but that Mount Clemens repeater, you'll normally hear 2.6 traffic on that repeater during the day, but during that net you were just on, which you may or may not start hearing on this VHF repeater, you'll always hear on that 443.625 repeater on Sunday afternoon. So just keep in mind, that's probably the best place to go for that until further notice.
Well, like I said, I appreciate any intel or info and guidance or anything. I'm open to everything. And one thing I made mention to the Macomb County Skywarn group, which it's up to them what they do, obviously, rather than Mount Clemens repeater, is that the smart repeater, even though it's not located on the transmit site located in Macomb County, at least in this area, but they do have a receive site, which is on top of the Henry Ford Hospital. And that linked repeater system is, for the most part, really good for its communication and linking capability. Obviously, it's got the Macomb site here on Henry Ford, Royal Oak site, and then Novi. So they got three transmit, or receive sites, excuse me, and one transmit all over on the PNC building. So, but it's very well usable site with some ID identification on each receive site. And I've talked to the guy, Bob, that curates it, takes care of it, maintains it and all, and he's willing to fix it or get it up and running when there's a problem with one of the sites, if any. So just an FYI, but thank you for the intel. Again, like I said, I'm riding the wave like everybody, so knowledge is good, guidance is better, and listening to us, it helps a lot. KE4ZYQ.
The technical committee that can discuss all those things and and then pass decisions like that on to the administration, APR, you know, admin for, or I should say command for ARPSC. There's just all sorts of issues, you know, that have to be mitigated. Talking about these things, I know we've talked about some of them. You know, as a system owner, we've talked about some of these things. So these things are best not hashed out on the air, because everybody, you know, there's a lot of facts. A lot of people don't have, you know, 50% of the facts or whatnot. So those will be discussed and figured out as time goes on. All right. Thanks. We'll talk to you again. I'm going to get out of here. W8FU.
Yeah, Sean, and one of these days I may get to one of the breakfasts on Saturday, God willing, and health and time and weather and all. So 73, KE4ZYQ.
Good evening, 1800 hours, mostly sunny, 43 degrees. Good evening, 1900 hours. Mostly cloudy. 41 degrees. Good evening, 2000 hours. Mostly cloudy. 40 degrees. Good evening, 21 hours. Mostly cloudy. 39 degrees. Good evening, 22 hours. Mostly clear. 36 degrees. Good evening, 23 hours. Clear. 35 degrees.